بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. In the beginning of this chapter, Allah تبارك وتعالى said, the believer and مؤمنون have five attributes. First of all, they believe in unseen. This is one. Secondly, they establish salat and they will pay from what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed to them. And they believe in all prophets and they have faith in hereafter, in the day of judgment and resurrection. These are five attributes of the first group, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned them in the beginning of this chapter. After that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to say what is their reward and what Allah will give to them. In this chapter, Allah mentioned their reward and their result and achievement. First, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. They are in the guidance of their Lord. This is one. And based on guidance which we receive it from their Lord, they are successful. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeated term ulaika because he wanted to emphasize that exactly these are who are successful. You cannot get any success less and but on them. If you want to be successful in your life, if you want to be successful in the day of judgment, you have to have and earn these five attributes. You should paint yourself by these attributes. Otherwise, there is no success. So, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Guidance is not something you can get it from material. It is not something you can inherit from your father. Is not something you can get it through your business. Is not something you can buy it from market or you can make it in factory. No. Guidance will come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Because it's Rabb. It's interesting. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used here term Rabb and he didn't use Allah. Why? Because guidance will come from the aspect, this aspect of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is Rabb, is manager of the world, of the universe, of the human being. Is a manager, is a malik, owner of everything, so he should guide them. Because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. And exactly, surely, these are who are successful in their life here and hereafter. We talk about Huda and Hidayah and guidance earlier in the beginning of the chapter and as well as in the first chapter of the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman, chapter Fatiha, Ihdina as-Sirat al-Mustaqim. We talk about, we don't want to repeat it again. Okay. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala finished here by mentioning first group. As we said, Allah divided people to three groups and three categories. First one, believer. Second one, unbeliever. And third one, al-munafiqin. So, now we start Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by mentioning the attributes and characteristics of unbelievers. Allah will mention the characteristic of these people in two verses. In the first and in the beginning, first verses, and the first verse, and in the beginning, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will mention their behavior, their character, their attributes. In the second verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will mention their achievement, their result, what they will achieve according to their behavior, according to this character, according to these attributes. Okay. If we want to know them, how we can realize and recognize them? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, they reach to the level which it's the same and alike for them, warn them or not. You cannot advise them. They will not receive any advice. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا those, surely, those who reject faith, or unbeliever, al-kuffar, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ it is the same to them, أَأَنْذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ to warn them or not. لا يؤمنوا they will not believe. They will not believe. Why they will not believe? Why it's alike for them? Why it is the same to them? They will not believe. Because Allah Ta'ala will mention the reason and the secret behind of this thing. Okay, let's stop here a little bit. I think Allah Ta'ala mentioned here in this verse the attributes of unbeliever and kuffar. But let's go back to ourselves, please. I'm not telling you, alhamdulillah, you are a good mu'min and pious. But sometimes we will reach to the level and stage, everything will be the same to us. If 2 hours, 3 hours, more or less, we listen to the marsiya of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, nothing will happen to us. We'll not be affected by anything. If we listen to the Holy Quran, nothing will be happen to us. And we're not affected by any advice, by any warning. Once the revelation and wahy came to the Prophet, and 3 days the Prophet of Islam didn't come out from his house, and the companion of the Prophet, they couldn't go to the Prophet of Islam and ask him, what's happened to you? Why you are not coming out? Why you are not coming to the mosque? 3 days he didn't come out from his house. They didn't know how they should do this and how they should solve this problem. They came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and they asked him, oh, Ya Aba al-Hasan, as you know, even we know, the Prophet of Islam is full of love of his daughter Fatima. Can you ask his daughter to go to the Prophet of Islam? And she asked him, what happened to the Prophet? He's not coming out of his house and he cries day and night. They asked Fatima to go to the Prophet and her loved father, she went to the house of the prophet and she didn't come out again. And she started crying. They came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and they asked Imam Ali alayhi salam to go to the prophet and ask him why the prophet is not coming out. He went to the prophet and he didn't come out again. How they can solve this problem? However, they sent some other companion to the prophet and they wanted to know what's the reason of this situation. In the end, they realized that there is certain words revealed to the prophet of Islam about the hell and fire and punishment. So all of them started to cry. Although they were infallible, isn't it? They were ma'soom. But how they cry? How they cry? Because this verse, this is the nature of the verse of the Holy Quran, warns them. But I'll tell myself, a thousand times this verse is recited to me, nothing will happen to me. Why? Abu Darda, he was in Medina. Once he left Medina, towards out of Medina, in the garden of Medina where they plant palm. So he says, in the midnight or after midnight, I was hearing a voice. He's doing munajat with Allah Ta'ala. I said, there is nobody but Abu al-Hasan, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Because there is nobody who comes out of Medina. He goes to palm tree and garden and he do the munajat with Allah Ta'ala. I said to myself, let me stop here and hear what Imam Ali alayhi salam says and how we do munajat with Allah Ta'ala. He stand up and he did two rak'ah of salat. Qama fa salla rak'atayn. After that, he sat down and started to do munajat. Ilahi, in tala fi isyanika umri, wa azama fi suhuf zambi, fama ana bi mu'ammilin ghayra ghufranik, wa la rajin ghayra ridwanik. آه 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 من نار تنزج الأكباد والكلى آه آه من نار نزاعة للشوى. Started to mention آه آه. Oh my God, how I can tolerate your fire. Oh my God, if I spend my time, my life to your disobedience. But I am full of love and hope to your forgiveness. Oh my God, if in the day of judgment you take me towards your fire and your hell, the fire which will burn all my flesh. After that, I didn't hear anything from him. I came to him. فَحَرَّكْتُهُ فَلَمْ يَتَحَرَّكْ. I moved him, and he didn't move. I called upon him. He didn't answer me. فَصَارَ كَالْخَشِبَةِ. He was like wood. Plywood. Wood. I said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. مَاتَ وَاللَّهِ أَبُو الْحَسَنِ. أَبُو الْحَسَنِ فَسَوَيْهِ. I came back to Medina and I went directly towards the house of Imam Ali after midnight, before fajr. I knocked the door. From mid of his house of the Imam Ali alayhi, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, said, "Who is on the door at this time knocking my door?" I said, "O Fatima, ajaraka Allah, a'azama Allah laka al-ajr, my condolence to you, accept my condolence." She said, "What happened?" فَحَكَيْتُ لَهَا الْحِكَايَةِ, I narrated the situation and story for her. She said, "مَا مَاتَ وَاللَّهَ أَبُو الْحَسَنِ, Ali didn't die." And she called upon Hassan and Hussein, and they took some water and they told me, "Abu Darda, where did you see Imam Ali?" I said, "I will go and you follow me." And they follow me, we reach to Imam Hassan and we put some water and pour some water on his face and we shake him and we move him. After that, Imam Ali alayhi salam stand and he was crying. I told him, "O Abul Hassan, you are infallible, you are ma'asoon, why you cry so?" He said, "Why?" And I started to cry for Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And before that, Fatima said, "Ma mata Abu al-Hasan, tilka ghashyatun ta'arudha fi kull laylatin min khashyatillah." Every night, this is the situation of Imam Ali alayhi salam in every night, because of fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Oh Abu Darda, don't cry now for me, but in the day of judgment, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala call upon angel and says, 'Khuduh faghulluh fi silsilatin khamsuna zira'a, khuduh faghulluh,' when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, 'Take him, take,' say to angel of fire, 'Take him and tie him by the chain, which is length 15 zira', and take him to the hell. At that time you should cry for me. It's not now. So I will make myself ready for that day." So I want to say, these people, everything is the same to them. Yes, they are unbelievers. Sometimes we reach to this level. I remember, once ago, an old man came to me and he told me, "I don't know how I came to this level. Everything is the same to me." Even, told me, "Even my loved son dies, nothing will happen to me. If now somebody comes to me and says, 'Please, I want to give to you £1,000,000, I will not become happy. If somebody says, your loved son passed away through accident, I will not cry. If you tell me Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take you to the paradise, I will not become happy. If you tell me Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take you to the hell, to the fire, nothing will happen to me. I will not become upset. I will not become sad." This is the situation sometimes will happen to us. Will happen to us. We are not enjoying from our life, from our worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We don't enjoy our salat, we don't enjoy our session, our majlis, and even if we are not coming here, we don't say, "Oh, why we couldn't go?" It is the same to us. It seems nothing for us has any importance or important. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, this is very, very bad situation. To be everything is the same to us. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم. It is the same to them. Warn them or not. They don't believe. Okay. How man will reach to this level, to this stage? And everything is the same to them. Because ختم الله على قلوبهم. One, Allah تبارك وتعالى has set a seal on their heart. This is one. وعلى سمعهم and in their ear. وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة and on their eyes and sight covering or catching. And in the end, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. They have very, very, very great punishment. It's not only in the day of judgment they have great punishment. Even here they have great punishment. Because everything is the same to them. They will not be judged from their life. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Maybe you'll ask me, how Allah تبارك وتعالى will seal on their heart? How? Allah is not oppressor. Allah will not do oppression to anybody. Allah will guide everybody. How here Allah تبارك وتعالى says, ختم الله, Allah تبارك وتعالى has set seal on their heart and on their ear. As you know, the means of our knowledge, the means of our knowledge either is heart or our ear or our eyes, isn't it? Majority of our knowledge come through these three very important things. Yes, there are some other types and means for getting and gaining knowledge, but the major means for our gaining knowledge are these three things. Heart, what is the heart we talk about? And ear and eyes. If you close all of these three, so you cannot recognize, cannot understand, you cannot know, you cannot enjoy, you cannot benefit from your life. Here and hereafter. ختم الله على قلوبهم. Allah تبارك وتعالى will not seal, put seal on their hearts, but they will do by their activity, by their action. They make field and ground to be ready after that seal will come to their heart. Did you see a stamp? In some other verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say in Surah Nisa, verse 155, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala stamped on their heart because of their kufr, because of their kufr. And in some other verse in Surah Mu'min, verse 35, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ يَتْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. Like this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will stamp and put seal on the heart of arrogant people. In some other verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, like Surah Jathiyah, verse 23, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. They took their God, their desires, their wishes, as their God, as their Ilah. وَأَذَلَّهُ اللَّهِ. Because of that, they misguided. They have misguided. So, وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْئِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Because they misguided and they followed their desires, their wishes, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala stamped on their hearts and on their ears and on their eyes. However, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Allah has set seal on their hearts, on their ears, on their eyes. So they cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot listen, they cannot understand and recognize anything because of that. Maybe you will ask, if they are in this situation, why the Prophet tried and they paid a lot of attempts to guide them towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Because this is their end. Nothing will happen to him. Allah said this is the same to them. Word them or not, they will not believe. But from another hand, the Prophet were guided. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to say, yes, they will not believe. But we should guide them. Why? Because in the day of judgment, they will not criticize us that there wasn't anybody to guide us. Sometimes you know that your child will not listen to you. You are sure. Or this student will not listen to you. They will not study hardly. And they will fall down in the end. And they cannot pass their exam. But because you want to take any justification from them and any excuse from them, you will come and you will warn them and you will explain to them, although you know they will not listen to you and they will not obey you. This is your children, your students, your colleagues. Here also is the same. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to take وَلَيُتِمَّ الْحُجَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Take any excuse from them in the day of judgment. So they will not apologize. Oh, we didn't know. Oh my God. Nobody was there to guide us towards the right path. Allah wants to take any excuse from them. Because of that, Allah will send the prophets to them to guide them towards right path. There is a very interesting hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Says, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ إِلَّا وَفِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَاءَ. Any mu'min and believer, it has in his heart a white sight. White sight. فَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا خَرَجَ فِي تِلْكَ النُكْتَةِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءَ. When he will commit, or when commits a sin, it will come a black dot in that heart, white heart. فَإِنْ تَابَ ذَهَبَ ذَلِكَ السَّوَادِ. If he repents to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and if he does tawbah to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that black dot will go out. Black dot will go out from his heart. وَإِنْ تَمَادَ فِي الظُّنُوبِ. But if he continues in committing sin, زَادَ ذَلِكَ السَّوَادِ. That dot, black dot, will expand. Will expand. حتى يغطي البياض. To the extent that will cover the white side and white heart. فإذا غطي البياض, if there is no any white side of heart, لم يرجع صاحبه إلى خير الأبد. The the sahib and owner of this house and the man will not go to any goodness. You should not expect any good from him, but he will be a wheel and badness. وَهُوَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And this is the tafsir of the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى. بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah تبارك وتعالى stand on their heart because of their action, because of their activity, because of مَا يَكْسِبُونَ. They gain, they do, they commit. However, yes, our heart is white. There is no darkness on it. But by committing sin, it will start to become dark, dark, dark. Even please, I remember one of our ulama was saying, my turban, my imama is white. If I put a black dot on it, even I wash it 10 times, you will see the sign of that dot in my turban. You cannot clean it as it was. And maybe sometimes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive us and will remove our sin. But that sin will affect our spirituality, will affect to our soul. Like if somebody drinks a glass of water and he thinks that this is glass of water, while exactly this is a glass of alcohol, it is not sin because he doesn't know. But alcohol has its effect on him. He will become drunk and he will shout. He will go out and he will start to shout at the people. And he will lose his mind and his reason. But he doesn't do any type of sin because he doesn't know. This is the situation of sin. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has set a seal on their heart. What does mean heart? Sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mention heart in the Holy Quran, but he means by heart intellect and reason. Like this word, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they don't ponder by. Okay. We ponder by our reason. They don't think. We think by our reason, by our intellect. So, heart here means, in this word, intellect or aql, or in Surah Qaf, verse 37, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. This has remembrance for those people who have heart. Heart means here aql, reason. Sometimes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mention qalb and heart in the Holy Quran, and he means by qalb, soul, and ruh. Like this word, وَإِذَا زَاقَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. In the end of your life, when you cannot see, and وَبَلَغَتْ, and reach heart to حَنَاجِر. حَنَاجِر here is Adam Apollet here. So, what will reach here? Is it our reason? No, our soul. Our soul. Qulub here means in Surah Ahzab verse 10. Qulub means our soul. It will end our spirit. It will reach to here. Sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mention qalb or heart in the Holy Quran as a center of our sense. Like this word, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا قَلِيظَ الْقَالِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Oh my Prophet, if your heart was strong and hushed, the people will run from you. Nobody was coming to you. So here means the sense, the center, our sense, our feeling. However, here in this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used term qalb. Khatama Allah ala qulubihim. This qalb can be meant by our reason. Sometimes seal will come and stamp will come in our reason. We cannot understand. Or in our feeling, our desires, our faculties, we cannot understand. We cannot recognize anything. Or sometimes, by qalb means our soul, our spirit, our spirituality, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will seal upon it, so we don't have any spirituality, we don't have any soul, we don't have any spirit. وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ. Contrary to the first group, they use their senses. They use their senses because they believe in unseen by their reason. They pay whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to them. They believe in the prophets, in the Holy Quran, in the divine books. They believe in hereafter. But contrary to the first group, this group, they don't use. They are means for understanding, for pondering, for thinking. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also will seal on them. The result of the first group is that أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. They will be on guidance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are surely who are successful. And the result and achievement of the second group is that لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. They have, or they awaited, they are awaited a great punishment because they don't use and they don't benefit from their senses. Some mufassirin and commentator of the Holy Quran say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala means by in this group, only particular group. Why? Because these are reached to the end of our life. So nothing has any influence on them. And these are unbelievers of Quraysh. Because Prophet started to guide them towards right path and they didn't listen to the Prophet. And in the end, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned, so we don't expect anything, any good from them. So please Prophet, my Prophet, or Messenger, my Messenger, stop. Don't advise them more. Don't warn them more because they cannot hear, they cannot listen, they cannot see. However, whether they are particular of unbeliever, people of unbeliever, or the general. This is their situation and these are their characteristics, and we should try to avoid ourselves to reach to this level. I remember some years ago, one of our ulama was saying to his son, please, he was advising him, sometimes you have misunderstanding with your wife. And maybe one day or two days you will not speak with her, or she will not speak with you. But he was saying, don't continue. Don't continue. Why? Because if you continue, this situation will become normal to you and natural to you. To speak with your wife or not, or she speak to you or not, it will become normal for you. So after that will continue. Stop, don't reach to this level to be normal for you. Go and speak with her. Or she must go and speak with her husband. Because you should not be in the level which everything to be same to you. Here also these people, they reach to this level. We should not allow ourselves and our soul, our habit to become to this level. Everything to be the same to us. If today is birthday of Imam alayhi salam, we should be happy. If it's martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam, we should be happy. Because of that, in our usul of deen, in furu of deen, branches of religion, we have two very important elements and principles. One is tawalla. The second one is tabarra. You should love, you should like the mu'mineen, a'imma, and you should avoid yourself and dislike unbeliever and kuffar. Both of them. Look at Ziyarat Ashura. How many salam do we have in Ziyarat Ashura? Whatever salam we have in Ziyarat Ashura, we have double of that curse. You should say 100 times salam to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, isn't it? But before salam, 100 times you should curse. Why curse came before salam? Isn't it? What do you say? After this one you say, As-salamu alayki ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halati sana'ik. But before that, 100 times is not once, is not twice, is not three times. No, 100 times you should mention. Because you should have these two. And you should not reach, please, you should be friend to everybody. And you should not say bad to anybody. No, you cannot. رُحَمَاءَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَشِدَّاءَ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءَ بَيْنَهُمْ. You should be very strong against unbeliever. And you should be friend among yourself. Okay. The second group, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala only mentioned their characteristics in two verses. Now, he will start to mention the third group. And he will mention through 10 verses in here. What is their characteristics? What is their attributes? First of all, they have two faces. They have two faces, which is very bad. When they see believers, they will say, we are with you. When they meet unbelievers, they say, we are with you. But exactly, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, this is not faith. They don't have faith. The first group, they have faith. They believe in something, which is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The second group also, they believe and they have faith. But they have faith on material, on something. They don't believe in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But the third group, best or worst. Because they are not here and they are not there. They don't have any faith. Even they don't believe in idol. They don't believe in material. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Some people who say we believe or we have faith on Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى and in the day of judgment وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ They are not mu'minin. They are not believers. Why they are not believers? Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى will start to mention their habit and their behavior, which we'll mention inshallah next week.
Thank you, Mr. Sheikh. Brothers and sisters, comments or questions? Anybody?
You mentioned about the five things: the believing in him, the established Salah, the believing in the Prophet and the Imam, and the believing in the Day of Judgment. What is the fifth one?
They pay. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ It's not homes. They pay. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives to them. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ
يُنْفِقُونَ
Sheikh, do we know at what stage these ayahs were revealed during the life of the Prophet?
Yes. It was in Mecca. When they refused and the unbelievers, they refused to believe in the Prophet and they rejected Iman and faith.
Is this in the early part of the Risala or?
Yes.
Surah Al-Baqarah, the first chapter in Medina.
There is. Yes, please, there is. Some our scholars say Baqara has been revealed in Medina.
First, in Medina.
Yeah. And but we have some also who say no. Some of this has been revealed in Mecca.
What indicates that Baqara has been revealed in Medina? Many things. First, Zikr al-Munafiqeen, hypocrites are mentioned in chapters in Medina, because there was no Munafiqeen in Mecca.
Yes, they were unbelievers.
To be Munafiqeen in Mecca.
Yeah.
And secondly, a lot of ahkams and...
is mentioned in Baqarah, which is in Medina, so, revealed. Yes.
So, all these indicate that
yes.
Baqarah
is Medina.
In Medina.
Yeah.
Allah.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify in my mind that I was always told that the Prophet had one daughter, Fatima, and two sons that passed away. But in one of the courses, we came across that we were told that he had seven or eight children. What is the actual figure?
Yes, it has been mentioned in some historical books that Prophet had some other daughters. One of them was Umm Kulthum and Zainab as well, and Uthman, third caliph, married to both of them, and because of that he was titled by Zun Nurayn, because he had two Nur, two lights, first daughter of the Prophet and the second daughter of the Prophet. His first wife and his second wife were daughters of the Prophet. And according to some historical books, he hit first daughter of the first, his first wife up to extent that she passed away. And after that, he married with the second, his second wife, which is daughter of the Prophet. This we had in some historical books, but according to new research by Sayyid Murtaba in As-Sahih Min Sirat al-Nabi, he mentioned that this is not true, and he will bring a lot of evidence that Prophet didn't have Umm Kulthum and didn't have Zainab. And also he says those people who mentioned that the Prophet had these two daughters and Uthman married with both of them, he asked this, and he raised this question, how is possible somebody kill your daughters and after that he will come and marry with another of your daughters? Is it possible? No, it's impossible. However, yes, we have in some historical books that Prophet had Umm Kulthum, Zainab, Bahr, and Ruqayya. And Ruqayya, yes. And it has been mentioned that they passed away.
But that is not true. That's not according to Shia books.
Even in Shia historical books, we have, it has been mentioned in there. In our books also, he had three daughters.
Is it said both of them used to live in Cairo?
No. His brother. Sorry. No, I make mistake. Ja'far Murtada. Sorry, Murtada. Ja'far Murtada. Yes, Murtada lives in Kenya, in Nairobi. Yes, I met him. And this is Ja'far Murtada, his elder brother. Yes, he lives in Qom. And at As-Sahih min Sirat al-Nabi. It's a very, very interesting book.
Should you mention that we be strong with Kafir? What do you mean by strong?
Actually, the explanation of these words, رُحَمَاء بَيْنَهُمْ أَشِدَّاءَ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاء بَيْنَهُمْ, it means when you face them in the field of battle, and at that time, when there was war between Muslims and unbelievers, they should be strong. This is one, okay? This is one thing in the fighting, in the field of battle, in the war. Should be very strong. How I should be strong? Because I have faith. I have future. My future is bright, but they don't have anything, so I should be strong. This is one. Secondly, in this time, I should not interest in them. I should not praise on their behavior, on their habit. Exactly what I see is not true. They have something behind of our surface. So, I should be strong in my faith. I should not inclined towards them. I should not go towards them. So, little by little, I will get their behavior. Because of that, even according to some our ulama, who says, even, yes, okay, we should not go towards them. And even we have hadith in which Imam alayhi salam says, if you live in somewhere which you don't hear the voice of Adhan, you should leave that town, isn't it? It's not wajib, but because they want to say, tell us that we should not forget our faith, our behavior, our culture. If we go to among these people, gradually we will mix with them.
Picking up from that point, we are. Inshallah, hopefully quite strong in our belief faith. But if we join an organization which is like interfaith, and they have Jews, they have Christians, what should be our role? I'm talking the women's aspect of it. I belong to a group that's interfaith. Then there's Jewish people, Christians, Baha'i, Buddhist. I'm part of the ones representing Islam. What should be my role there?
Yes. Please, this is very important thing, which sometimes I discuss with our brothers. It has been mentioned, psychologically, if you want somebody to pay something to you, and take you to restaurant, and spend a lot of money to you, for you, if you ask him to pay, he will not do. You want to encourage him to do such, what do you say? You say, oh, everybody say you are Mazar. You don't pay anything. Your hands are closed. Your hands are tied. You say like that. His reaction towards you is that he will start to pay. He will start to pay. Isn't it? Because he wants to say that I'm very generous. I'll spend my money. I'm not Jewish. This is one. If you want to say somebody, oh, you are not brave, man. You fear. You not brave. Oh, you cannot go. And you want to encourage him to do something like that. You start to mention, oh, you are not brave. You are so and so and so. You acted even from cat and so. He wants to show to you that no, he's a very brave person. He will go to second floor or third floor and sit down to show to you that he's a very brave man, isn't it? So this is psychologically has been established and proved by ulama and scholars. Now they want to take our faith. They don't want us to be very strong in our faith. What they will say? They will say, Muslims are very fundamentalist. Very so and so and so. So, you want to say no, you will establish unity. How is it can be unity between you and them? So, you should leave some of your value. Otherwise, you cannot join them. Please, I'm not opposite of unity. Unity is good. Yeah, we should have unity. But we should not leave, we should not lose our value. We should be strong in our value. In dialogue, interfaith dialogue, good. But we should not say whatever they say, we confirm it. Yes, the Muslims are terrorists. The Muslims are so and so and so and so. Why? Because fundamentalist is very good. To stand on your faith. Is it bad? You should defend your faith. Your principles. But if you lose your faith, your principles, there is no difference between you and others. I think in interfaith dialogue, we should raise exactly our faith. What is our faith? There was a student, he wasn't Shia, and he was learning in our college and university. Once I asked him, please, what is your opinion according to using turba for sujood? He said, according to my opinion, Shia they should use in all the places. Why? Because they believe on it. They have faith. I asked the same question from Shia. Ask him, please, what is your opinion for using this one? Because it was Islamic law. He said, no, we should not use it. We should hide it. We should so and do and so on.
Thank you very much.